Hey there, everybody. Jonathan Dorr with you, as always, for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Going out to Catholic teachers all over the world. Always remember, you're not alone. When you have a tough day, remember that there's somebody having a tough day in a Catholic classroom somewhere in the world. Say a prayer for them, because we're all in this together. You know, one of the most beautiful things about a Catholic school is seeing relationships and friendships grow, you know, just amongst staff, among a faculty, as people sort of pull together and really focus on bringing the kingdom of God to life in wherever they are. Listen, today's a short message. I want to talk to you about today's gospel reading. So I'm recording this on a Wednesday, and the reading today is that beautiful story about the king who gives his servants, you know, these talents, these wages. One gets 10, one gets 5, one gets 1. You know the story, of course. There's different variations of it in the Gospels, but basically it's that story where this king, this landowner, gives people these talents. One gets 10, one gets 5, one gets 1, and it's the story about what they do with it. And of course, you know, the one who took that talent and doubled it was rewarded, and the one who took that those 5 talents and doubled that was rewarded, but the one who hid that talent was really not in a good place. The king was not having a good day. It didn't go well. And I was reading a commentary on it today, and I wanted to share this basic idea with you, that this parable is really about the grace that God gives us. And from a Catholic perspective, it's about the grace that we get at baptism. So at the moment of baptism, when we become part of the people of God, the family of God, the moment of our baptism, there is a grace imparted into our very soul. And this parable today is kind of reminding us of that grace, that God gives all of us these literal talents, right? These, you know, it's a metaphor in the gospel, but it's a literal. God gives us all these graces, these talents. I often say on stage that, you know, there'll be teachers who are funny, and they kind of think that they've just, well, always been funny. But I'm like, no, that's a grace. You didn't just, you know, happen upon that. That was a gift given to you. Some of you are really, you know, professional, and you're passionate about the discipline of the subject areas you teach. Well, that's not accidental. That's a grace. So the journey of the Catholic teacher, two things to think about. One, there's a grace given to you at baptism. And I said today in today's daily email that you don't have to go out and submit a requisition form to heaven. You don't have to go and fill out paperwork for God and say, hey, God, you know, I'm now teaching and I'm doing this every day, and I need your grace. I need some grace, please. Here's the paperwork. Because as a Catholic teacher, you got that grace of baptism. It's there. The question is whether or not the Holy Spirit gets a chance to elevate it and develop it and grow it. Okay, so we want to be thinking about that. So there's this beautiful grace there for us. And then really the next part of this short message is that the grace of baptism is meant to be developed. So as you go through your day teaching, look for ways to develop the skills you've already been given. You know, ask the Holy Spirit to elevate your natural gifts and be very proud of your professional skills. So really what's going to happen is at the end of our lives, you know, God's going to ask us what we did with that grace. So I look at my own life with all its many imperfections. And, you know, I work pretty hard, and I've had a chance to travel the world and speak to hundreds of thousands of people. And I'd like to think, and I don't say this with any pride, but I'd like to think at the end of my life that I will stumble over the finish line and go, you know what? I didn't leave much out there on the field. That I showed up every day and tried to encourage people and tried to take the speaking skills or the podcasting skills or the writing skills, whatever I was given, that I tried to use those things. And that's all God asks of me, and it's all that he asks of you, to take these skills and graces and to bless people with them. So look into your own heart and life now. What are the graces that God's given you? How is he asking you to develop them in the Catholic education vocation? What's he asking you today? Which conversation, which class, which, you know, where is he asking you to go the extra mile? Who's he asking you to reach out to? Because he's going to ask us to take this grace and to bless people with it. All right, that's it from me. Come and find me on Instagram, Jonathan Doyle 47. Twitter, Being Catholic 1. You just type in Being Catholic 1. You'll find me there, or just search for Jonathan Doyle. Come and join our Facebook group. It's called Passionate Catholic Teachers. Just type in Passionate Catholic Teachers. You'll find us there. And of course, the website, beingcatholic.com.au. Beingcatholic.com.au. You look at the Going Deeper tab. Hit that tab, because that's going to give you a 3-week free trial of the Going Deeper online Mind Formation program. It's an amazing program, hundreds of Catholic schools all over the world. Check that out. And you can also find out about how to book me to speak or find out about how to get a copy of my book, Tools and Fuels. All right, friends, God bless you. I'm going to pray with you. Father God, I thank you for every person listening right now, wherever they are, in their car, jogging, walking the dog, wherever they're listening to this right now, that you're just going to bless them, sustain them, carry them, encourage them. Holy Spirit, elevate their gifts. Remind them of what they've heard in this short message and allow them to be a source of blessing and grace for so many others. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody, God bless you, friends. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. My name is Jonathan Doyle. I have another message for you tomorrow.